WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present the Ivan Raiklin Report with retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Green Beret, Ivan Raiklin. Ivan served 25 years in the Department of Defense, Intel, and Special Operations communities as an enlisted officer, civilian contractor on active duty, reserves, and National Guard across 5 states. Most recently, he was an instructor at the Joint Military Intelligence Training Center, teaching the U.S. intelligence intel community and international partners about intelligence analysis, national security, and multinational operations. He is currently a constitutional attorney. And now, here is your host, Ivan Raiklin.
App now at the App Store. This will be your one-stop shop for the cause of America, Lindell TV, and connections to anything and everything that you should be posting daily to all your social media platforms. This will help save our country. And finally, we need your help. Please donate whatever you can now to help save our country. Everybody keep the faith. Thank you and God bless.
All right, looks like we're back here at CPAC. In the break, I happen to plow through yet another book. The book is entitled Security Risk Senators, 15 More Subversive Lawmakers Exposed, Part 2. Michigan to Wisconsin. And guess what, folks? As I was finishing the book, I look over to my left and I see none other than the author, Trevor Loudon. For those of you that don't know who Trevor Loudon is, guess what, folks? You need to look in the mirror and kind of check yourself and say, well, where have I been? Why is that rock still over my head? You need to wake up, folks. This gentleman here, one of the greatest Kiwis that humanity has ever known. Okay.
Well, thanks very much for that.
And he wrote this book, and guess what? You can't see it. It's a little small, but it's literally a senator. You got an American flag, but behind the American flag, behind their back, is the CCP flag. I'm going to let you take it away and showcase how you identified. Oh, let's take a look here. Senators from 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 11 states that literally are captured CCP agents, just like their beloved Jiden over in the White House. Am I right?
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, this is CCP, this is Iran, this is Cuba, this is WEF, different senators, and about 100 Congress members who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus.
Oh, wow. I did a counterintelligence investigation using the sensitive security background investigation procedures under the there's 13 adjudicative guidelines to get a top secret clearance within our government. I did that and applied it to the factual basis of what Kevin McCarthy stands for. He didn't pass 5 or 6 of those 13. I went through the Substack, outlining on 13 different Substacks. You're telling us that it's not only Kevin McCarthy that wouldn't pass it. You're talking about 100 members of Congress and up to 40 U.S. senators.
Yeah, that's just on the Democrat side. There's more than that. But on the work to do. Yeah, well, look. See, if you were Xi Jinping, right, and you want to take America down, you got 3 choices. You get in a big trade war, $1 billion trade war, which you might lose. You can get a multi-trillion-dollar shooting war before you're ready, or you can spend $3 or $4 billion buying up American senators and congressmen and get them to do your dirty work for you. What would you do if you were Xi Jinping?
Let's recap that. If you want to spend $3 to $4 billion to control $7 trillion budget that results in dozens of trillions of dollars of economic growth to your country for a small investment of $3 to $4 billion, or are you going to go into war and expend the same amount of money to destroy your own economy? I think that's a rhetorical question.
I think it looks like you
got the answer to it specifically. Who's involved in this mess?
Well, that's why I write the books, because look, people assume people assume that a U.S. senator, a U.S. congressman who's chairman of the Homeland Security Committee would be vetted and vetted and vetted. Not at all. You know, Benny Thompson, who is head of the Homeland Security Committee, who's running the January the 6th witch hunt, was actively involved supporting the Republic of New Africa, which is a group that killed policemen.
He was a total insurrectionist. Yeah, domestic terrorist in his time.
Absolutely. He was involved with the Communist Workers Party, the Communist Party USA, and he went to Cuba in 2000 and did a deal with Fidel Castro to give Cuban scholarships to 140 young Americans, mostly the sons and daughters of Communist Party members. They're all over the country now stirring up revolution. He should be investigated by Homeland Security, not the chairman of Homeland Security.
How do we extricate this cancer in our political ecosystem? What do you recommend? I have my thoughts and solutions. Yours better be as aggressive, or if not more aggressive, than what I would like
to
see.
Well, there's many of them, but this is what I'd do if I was the next president, okay, conservative president. I'd set up a new intelligence agency. Maybe some old guys from before Obama, bring them back, you know, CIA, FBI, before they were tainted by Obama. Bring a whole bunch of new guys in from special forces and technical institutes.
I know one guy.
Yeah, you, perfectly. But you vet the hell out of them, so there's only, you might interview 1,000 people to get 100. And then you declare a three-month amnesty for all foreign agents in this country. You've got 3 months. If you're working with the Chinese...
Three-minute amnesty.
Well, maybe, okay, well, we can determine the term. But 3 months, you know, an amnesty. If you come forward and spill your guts, tell us everything you've done, everybody you work with, everything you've betrayed, and testify in court, you will escape prosecution.
You will escape capital punishment.
Well, at the end of 3 months, if you haven't come forward, we're coming after you, and you will get treason charges. You will get everything. What I'm saying is this.
If you're saying 40 senators just on the Democrat side, and if you're saying 100 members of Congress just on the Democrat side, what about, I guess book three is going to be the federal judiciary?
No, book three is the Congress. Book three is the Congress. Yeah.
And what book four? It's going to be
book four,
federal courts.
Book four to six. There's going to be six books on the House. And then you've got the governors. Then you've got the federal judiciary.
There you go.
But the point is, the American people have to understand how deeply we are penetrated by the CCP, by the Cubans, by the Iranians, by the Communists, by the Muslim Brotherhood. America is not run from America. That's what we've got to understand. So you give people a way out. A lot of people get into treason by accident. They get into a business deal they don't know about. They get compromised on a business trip to China. They wake up with somebody they shouldn't be in bed with. They get blackmailed.
Accidentally, right?
They get blackmailed. Yeah, well, so give people a way out.
Sounds
an amnesty.
Like Fang and Eric.
Yeah, like Fang and Eric. But you look at Dianne Feinstein. She's in that book. Dianne Feinstein, who's worked with the communists since the 1950s, who was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, got China into the World Trade Organization. That turned China from a fourth-rate power to a first-rate power. Now we spend billions of dollars every year defending us from the enemy she helped to create.
So that's Commie California, along with Nancy and Maxine Waters and Eric Swallowell and Adam Bullshift.
Yeah.
And who else? Gavin Newsom. Let's transition to Arizona. I was just in Arizona testifying. Let's scrutinize a little bit our Commie Kirsten and then Commie Kelly.
Yep.
Can you give us a summary synopsis of their capture of those two senators?
Okay, I'll talk with Mark Kelly first. He met his wife, Gabby Giffords, in China at a CCP-sponsored conference. He went back several times to the CCP conferences. He got involved in several Chinese Communist Party businesses. One of them was a vitamin company. He was hawking their products from outer space. When he was an astronaut, he would advertise Chinese products from outer space.
I gotta stop you there. This is just so disgustingly atrocious. You've identified the problem. We gotta transition past that. if we have literally the entire legislative branch, we already know the entire executive branch is captured via its
Joe Biden
resident and, in China, in the White House. I mean, I've already declared war on Chinese Communist Party, the executive branch, the cartels. What's next? Chris Ray is part of the problem, too. Well, He's the one charged with investigating and prosecuting these idiots.
That's why we need a new intelligence agency that's completely vetted and goes after foreign agents. Then you give an amnesty. You have thousands of people coming forward.
I want to work with you on this.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to have given amnesty. Thousands of people come forward. They spill their gut. It's on TV. We find out that crooked businessmen are taking money from Iran, that senators are taking money from China, that big tech guys are working with the Chinese. It's like when you take the mafia on. You find a low-level guy and you offer him witness protection or 30 years jail. He takes witness protection. He rats on the guys above. Then you take cases against them and you give them witness protection.
Yeah,
or you rat on the next guy up.
Total RICO case.
Yeah, we got to do basically a RICO against the federal government, against the Democratic Party and the Chinese communist infiltration of our system. They control Hollywood. They control big tech. They control Wall Street. They control huge amounts of Congress. Look, Ratcliffe, Trump's intelligence advisor, said 3 years ago, the CCP controls so many American congressmen, they can determine which legislation passes the Congress and which doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I don't know what to say, America. You know whose fault this is? It's our fault.
Yep.
And it's everybody watching's fault. Because we let this happen.
Yeah, it's an
hour watch. We're just sitting and sleeping at the wheel.
Yeah.
As I testified, not on my watch, so now we go into escalatory mode. We need to recruit folks like the Attorney General of Virginia to arrest Christopher Wray for... It's not that he was asleep at the wheel. Chris Wray participated and facilitated this happening because he allowed it to happen, one, and he actually amplified it by censoring the truth from getting out on big tech platforms.
Yeah.
He coerced big tech and big media companies from getting things like this out. How many times have you been censored for trying to get this out?
Many times on social media. You know, get canceled off Twitter, get canceled off Facebook.
Chris Wray. Chris Wray told them to do it. Remember Twitter files?
Yeah.
Remember Mark Zuckerberg when he was interviewed by Joe Rogan?
Oh, yeah, we were called by the FBI to censor the Hunter Biden laptop.
What else did they censor? The origins of the CCP-19 biolab incident. And this. Oh, we're coming for you. Hey, I got to quote Dan Bishop.
Yeah.
You know Congressman Dan Bishop?
Yep.
Mr. Speaker, we're putting the deep state on notice. We're coming for you. And this includes everybody listed in here. I'm glad you came on here. I mean, I've been following your work, but I didn't know about these books. I'm ignorant. Now I'm enlightened. And I'm going to town. You're going to be my battle, but I'm going to be your battle buddy and taking these people to task. Because now I'm going to, if I can get a copy of these, I'm going to be walking into the halls of Congress. And when the House is not in session, I'm going to be walking into the Senate and saying, hey, what say you, Senator Punk so-and-so?
Well,
and I'll capture it on video.
Look,
embarrass them to their face.
The congressmen don't want to call each other out. They play golf together. They christen each other's kids. They go to parties together. You know,
we're bringing the pain. You just gave me some more fuel here.
Yeah. So we got this committee on China right now.
I was there 2 days ago.
Well, the first thing they come out said, we can't impugn the loyalties of anybody in of any of
no,
our
No, they're called, even on the Republican side.
Oh, we're in a strategic competition with the CCP.
Hey,
we're in a death battle.
We're in a death war. They're annihilating our country.
Yeah.
Digitally and physiologically.
Well, they talked about somebody criticized Dan Gooden criticized Judy Chu, and they said, well, no, Kristen Morthy said, no, we can't go after these people, we can't impugn people. The whole problem is
we can't impugn
elite,
people.
Elite
looks like
capture.
They didn't get your memo or your book. We're impugning them one by one.
Look, we are in the position we are because we have so many traitors in the Congress.
We have not only traitors, but the rest of them are toxic, feckless, stone-cold cowards.
We got cowards, we got traitors, and a few patriots. That's what we got.
All right.
And we have to call out these people and expose them. Judy Chu, they said we shouldn't go after Judy Chu. Judy Chu is the Communist Party of China's agent in Southern California. She tells the Chinese community what to do. She was active supporting the Communist Workers' Party for over 20 years. She is a member of the committee. She's involved with the Committee of 100, China's biggest influence operation in the country, as was Adam Schiff, by the way.
30 seconds left. Motivate the country on what we need to do next.
We need to
next week, next month, and then next year.
We need to stand up and courageously get the books, trevorlouden.com, read up and go to your congressmen and senators and ask them what they're doing about their colleagues. We've had 3 congressmen taken off committees. It should be 100. We need to work on that. And when we get executive power again, we need to go after the CCP and Iranian influence in this country, put a whole bunch of people in jail, offer amnesty to those who will confess, and let their punishment be between them and God. But we got to understand we're losing the war. They are out to destroy us, and only truth, faith, and courage are going to get us through this.
I like that. And then take what he said, multiply that times 10, and then you're at my level.
Yeah, I know. You're just too wimpy. You're just too wimpy, Ivan. You know, you just.
Yeah, we got another patriot over here, crushing it.
You should have had a military experience to toughen you up.
I know. Folks, like I said before, I started the show with one of the best Kiwis ever known in the history of humanity. Now, do you believe me? Check out his books. He's going to equip us with who to go after line by line. And this starts with the Senate, and then your next 4 books are going to be the House.
Make 6 books on the
6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all we got for now.
I'll sign a couple for you. I'll leave them here for you.
Excellent,
Ivan,
excellent. That would be phenomenal.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Trevor.
Thank you.
Realize he had spent so much time and energy just crushing the commies, calling them out one by one. That's amazing. You know what? I might have to put him up there along with the Colonel John Mills of the world, because he's going after the deep state by name, date, time, place, and location. I got some studying to do, folks. I don't want to be left behind by these fearless warriors. I can't be, you know, in the back of the pack. I like to be in the front of the pack. And guess what? We got LFATV.us.
LFATV.
Lights, Camera, Coffee.
Lights, Camera, Coffee.
My name is Ivan Raiklin.
Ivan. We actually met 2 years ago.
Before we continue, I got to put a plug in here.
Yeah, yeah.
For those that are tuning in, I didn't introduce myself. We just kind of went into this. I'm currently in the time spot from 4 to 4:30 Eastern in the Raiklin Report, also simulcasting from CPAC about Lindell TV. And sorry, but I figure we're all critical thinkers. You guys, you know what's going on, but I wanted to make sure you know that that's going on. Substack, ivanraiklin.substack.com, my pillow code Patriots. And my website's raiklin.com. I haven't plugged myself, but since it's my show right now from 4 to 4:30, I can do that. Now, having said that, once you get millions of people to sign up to my stuff, I got it. Spend all the money you have on MyPillow and Lindell. use the promo code Patriots, you know.
So.
Now transition over to other Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
Introduce yourself, Jeremy.
Sure. So, Jeremy Harrell, obviously we've been on the tip of the spear with Ivan and so many people. You know, we always meet at these events. I first met Ivan, I only met Ivan 2 years ago in Orlando at the CPAC event down there. And it was coming off the heels of you It was coming off the heels of those videos that you were putting out where you were explaining this election theft, where you were explaining these election laws in town. You were explaining all of this theft. You were explaining what was happening from a professional, you know, legal point of view. And at that time, the only thing that people were hearing was the election was stolen, right? But nobody understood what that meant. People like you, people like Mike, people like myself, people like Mike Crispy, people, you know what I mean? People like, you know, RAV and everything. We were out there trying to, this is happening, but nobody was like, they were like, oh, the election was stolen, and we didn't give them the ammo. They didn't have the ammo that they needed to say how the election was stolen.
Did you see my testimony in Arizona last week?
Not last week, no.
It's because everybody's focused on Cartel Katie. I laid it out before a joint session of the House and Senate Elections Committee in Arizona. I think we're going to move to decertify finally after my testimony.
Well, you know what's – so where I'm was praying. This? It was in Arizona, right?
This was down in Phoenix.
Down in Phoenix. Okay, so you guys are handling that there, and but there's so much – like the story that broke in the U.S. – or in the Arizona Senate
that's
about all the money
that's
laundering.
That's a distraction. The real story is that the Q&A, the evidence laid out by – Disregard that last testimony. You had an individual that laid out the forensics of the paper ballots. You had Seth Keschel talking about the historical framework. You had myself that laid out the plenary authority of the legislative branch.
Exactly.
That showcased the foreign as well as domestic enemy actors that influenced, manipulated, coerced the digital ecosystem that duped the entire electorate of Arizona because of Chris Ray's censorship via Facebook and Twitter. And then some. And I said, hey, folks, you're the legislative body that has the last line of defense in determining Arizona's sovereignty. It's up to you to decide on whether or not you're going to allow the federal executive branch to allow the Chinese Communist Party and the cartels to violate Arizona's sovereignty or absolutely reject that. When I could feel and sense in that Q&A session back and forth with those legislators, they're begging on the way forward to reclaim their electors, to reclaim their sovereignty, and I think we're going to get to that point maybe as soon as next week.
Well, I think people need to realize too, you guys. Your governor is not your governor is not a dictator. As much as they'd like to be, your state legislation has so much more power in so many ways than your governor or your attorney general or the state legislature. I mean, you know it. Obviously, you know the great mayor Rudy Giuliani tried to tell the world about it.
Yep.
But people need to understand. It's not that difficult. Just go back to that one piece of paper, the Constitution. Right, that can fit on one piece of paper.
A big one.
Yep.
Big piece of paper.
A big one. And you'll know that the state legislators have this much power. They do have this much power. And here's the crazy part.
I always gotta repeat myself here. Go ahead.
But hold on, Ivan. Here's the crazy part. There was one moment about last year, there was a team of people because they were basically forced to do this. Find out how many laws there are in the United States. How many laws that go against the Constitution are there? Well, when they started digging into how many laws that go against the Constitution, they were looking for how many laws there were total. Did you know they had a team of 27 people working on this, and they couldn't find out over 30 days time how many laws there were on the books?
So,
and if anything supersedes this, it's illegal. I mean, if anything contradicts this, it's illegal.
Real quick, since we're talking about Arizona and the testimony and laws, it comes down to this. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, it says, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors.
How about that?
Referring to the presidential and vice presidential electors.
How about that?
And then you go, remember, did I say a date?
Oh,
was there a date
like
that I said that?
Expiration date or anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a date that it was done?
There is no expiration date.
No, there's no expiration date, folks.
And so if it's vague on expiration date, then I refer you to the 10th Amendment that says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it, to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
There you go.
So who decides if there's a date deadline to the plenary authority for the legislature to allocate their electors.
Who can decide
the
that?
The state.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Not the federal government, the states. So much more power. It's called the United
States.
Tell
us about what you're working on.
So we are, this is our inaugural, this is our debut of LFA TV. Most of us all worked either independently and or for other networks. And we were the two real people, right? The two real for the networks, the two real. So we called ourselves the Island of Misfit Toys. God brought a whole bunch of people together. And now we have, and now we launched LFA TV, and we are here for our first CPAC event, for our first big event, and
making
we're here to
his
truth.
Premiere appearance, debut, the full out rollout,
LFA TV,
and there it is,
live from America, because we're always live from
Thanks
America.
Coming out, brother,
Ivan. Appreciate you. Always good to see you. Thank you for fighting.
Total domination.
Yeah, always total domination. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. And now we have the aesthetically appealing Sharona Bishop coming back to take over the hot seat.
Hey.
Over here to my left, your right, Miss Sharona.
I'm always on the right.
And in this corner, Bishop.
Saturdays were for the WWF when I was growing up. Did you do Saturday mornings World Wrestling Federation?
No.
I knew them all. Like, I mean, I lived for Jesse Ventura.
Let's
I loved Hulk
get
Hogan.
Get ready to rumble.
It was awesome. And with that,
12
Michael
hours
Christie,
of boxing.
Throwing my brothers around. That's what it was. 12 hours of throwing my brothers around.
You got
around.
Someone next?
Yeah, Crispy's
I'm
coming
out.
On up. All right. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank
awesome.
You. Wait,
all right.
I'm tagging out.
Yes. Thank you. See you in a minute. All right, everybody.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month.